This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has seen plenty of snow this winter, which could help the water supply. But Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson says it will take a long time before water levels return to normal along the Colorado River.
It would take many winters like this to get to where we can reverse that, because there's 40 million people drawing water out of there across the Southwest, and the water levels are historically low.
This season's snowpack is expected to melt faster because of warmer temperatures. There were dangerous avalanche conditions in southwest Colorado this weekend. Two people were killed and one hurt in two separate avalanches. Two backcountry skiers died in La Plata County. And on Wolf Creek Pass, a snowmobiler was caught by an avalanche and injured. Avalanches have killed six people in the state so far this snow season. Weld County prosecutors have dismissed an assault charge against a Fort Lupton police officer who put a woman in a patrol car that was later hit by a train. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Officer Jordan Steinke and another officer placed and arrested 20-year-old Yurini Rios Gonzalez in the back of a patrol car that was illegally parked on railroad tracks. Rios Gonzalez suffered serious bodily injuries from the incident and filed a lawsuit against both Fort Lupton and Platteville police departments. Steinke still faces one felony and a misdemeanor, including criminal attempt to commit manslaughter. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Colorado Rapids had a tough start to their new season Sunday. It was a shutout, 4-0 on the road against Seattle. The Rapids are hoping to turn things around this season. They missed the playoffs last season and finished 18th in Major League Soccer. The Rapids' home opener is this Friday against Kansas City. Mostly sunny along the Front Range, with snow on the way later in the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.